I grew up and I'm living in the highland areas where malaria is not common, and but frequently I travel to the lowland areas. I contract malaria at different times. And the last one was when I was traveling to the western part of the country, where I got a drug-resistant malaria. The symptoms for a person who had it several times is very clear, where you have all your body shivering at every 36 hours when the malaria parasite is releasing into the bloodstream. So it's very pretty obvious. And before I travel, I had prophylaxis, chloroquine. They frequently sell it in the pharmacies. I had that chloroquine and I was quite sure that I would not get it. But it happened that the malaria in that area was resistant to chloroquine. So when I got that typical symptom of malaria, shivering every 36 hours, which is typical of falciparum malaria, then I knew I got the malaria. It was very serious. I had to go to the clinic and told my stories that I had a prophylaxis of chloroquine earlier. And then I was given another drug which was available. And for the time being, it seemed it worked for a little. And then I wasn't quite okay. And I was almost fainting on at home until my wife had to carry me to the hospital. And I had to get this artemisinin-derived drugs. Well, the drug was quite effective. As soon as I took it in a day, I was getting, I saw the relief, and in just 2 days, I was quite normal again. Well, malaria is a very serious problem for people in the area I come from, in many parts of Africa, where malaria is endemic. And you can imagine, I have all the access to go to a doctor and the drugs in the capital. But for people who are living in the countryside, who are just dependent on one drug or two as the only treatment, then it could be a life and death situation. So for people living in these areas, developing drugs that would counter this drug-resistant malaria would be extremely important. And you can imagine what it would be for the social and economic well-being of people in that region.